Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live at DeVille Square with Pensacola Business Radio. And I have three fantastic guests around the studio with me this morning. I have Mr. Gary Ghosh from Success Corporation Limited. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Keith.
I'm glad you found us and got here.
Yeah, me too. Well, I found out abbreviation, you can't abbreviate North, put N, because it picks up the N and looks for N Street.
Just throws you in the wrong way, yeah, huh?
Right, exactly. Right on. Yeah.
All right, I have Terry Romas, and I'm your GBSI, your YEA, you're all kinds of stuff today, huh?
I am all kinds of stuff,
okay.
Yes.
Well, good morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's good to see you again, too. So, and the infamous Caitlin.
Caitlin Newby,
that's it.
This time with Youth Leadership Pensacola.
Yeah, all right. So, well, let's get started. So, Gary, tell us about Success Corporation Limited. What do you guys do?
Okay, well, basically, I'm the success coach. Mm-hmm. I help businesses succeed in business and by doing a variety of different things, one of which is coming up with a business plan. A lot of times I work with startups. People want to start a business and they're not sure what to do. And so I ask them things like, what are they passionate about? You know, and finding a niche that's, you know, good for them. And I also help people that go their cash flow and turn profitability. And of course, the thing we all need is customers.
You know,
help them
find
new customers. And so that's what I do. And also I do some other things. Like I said, I'm a success coach. So I help people succeed because I've coached a lot of, for example, people want to run a marathon, you know, and never knew how. It's like, okay, well, how do I do that? And I help them with that. Or a lot of times I help people just their mindset, because a lot of times their mindset is what's holding them back from being a success in whatever they're doing.
So is all this local, or do you do this globally? Or?
Okay, I do a lot of it in the Pensacola Mobile area. I do some through the internet too, because now with the technology, I can talk to people online and communicate with a lot of them online. I do some like webinars and seminars, and a lot of those are online. The beauty of a lot of that is I can get people like, my next door neighbor could be online, but he wouldn't have to leave his house to go anywhere. He could just go online and say, okay, Gary, I'm with you. And same thing with somebody in, you know, California, or somebody in, you know, Canada or Mexico could be there as well, which makes it, you know, really unique.
Yeah. So a rumor has it you've been on a radio show before once or twice.
Yeah, I have. I actually started my own radio show. And Keith, I want to commend you because I think what you're doing is awesome.
Oh, well, thank you.
Because you're putting people like these two ladies here and other people on the air, and you give them a chance to talk about their business.
Yeah.
And I think that's wonderful because there's so many neat businesses and so many neat things going on with businesses, you know, all over, you know, the world.
Yeah.
You know, and most of them get stymied or stifled, and they shouldn't be because they have great stories to tell.
Yeah.
You know, and I started a radio show when I lived in Nashville, Tennessee. It was called Success Insight. And I started that show because I wanted to do a show on things that were successful, people that were successful, and let them share their tips on how to be successful with the audience. And so, you know, I was, you know, fortunate enough to talk to a lot of great people.
Yeah. What did you find were some of the best keys to the business success when you were doing that show? I mean, because obviously we get a lot of opinions and a lot of insight by doing the interviews here. So it's great because I sort of have this constant think tank thing happening. So,
yeah.
But what were some of the good keys to success that you picked up?
Okay. From some of the people, one is you got to take care of all your customers, no matter who they are, or else somebody else will. That's probably the most important one I picked up.
Yeah.
You know, because if you don't take care of your customers, somebody else will. And the main thing is you got to keep giving them value because that's what people want. You know, it's like to do business with you, you got to, you know, value is something that separates you from somebody else. And that's a, you know, big key.
Yeah.
It's for a lot of people. Other things is like being consistent, getting yourself out there, not being afraid to get out there because a lot of people are so afraid. I mean, I've been a lot of people. They're like the analogy of like firing a gun.
Yeah.
And people getting the ready, and then they get in the ready, and they're still in that ready stage and never get to the aim.
Yeah. Or let alone pull the trigger, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
There's some power in networking, that's for sure. Yeah. Especially here in Pensacola, because there's must be a million networking events. And if you could make them all, like some of us try, you almost have no time left in your day. But you're right. You have to get out there and do something.
Right. And networking events is a great way to meet people, different kinds of meetings, because you never know when you can meet people. You meet people all over the place. Got clients in some weird spots. I went to FedEx Kinko's to make some copies for one of my other clients. While I was in there, the gentleman making the copies was like reading my copy and goes, "Oh, are you some sort of like a business coach or something?" And I said, "Yeah." I said,
"You picked up a client?"
Yeah, yeah. And I picked up a client.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, and I was in a grocery store at Publix one time and I picked up another client there. We were standing in line talking and he said, "Hey, well, I want to start a business. You know, I want to talk to you." I said, "Okay, well, you know, here's my card. You know, when can we meet?"
Yeah.
And so we did, and he started a business.
All because you went to Kinko's.
Yeah, I went to Kinko's or Publix. You know, I went to Publix, the grocery store. And, you know, I was standing in line there and I got to talking to the guy, you know, in front of me, and he was interested in starting a business too. So, you know, I picked up another client that way, you know, the most bizarre ways. But another tip I guess I'll tell folks is that always carry your business cards and always be marketing. Because you never know when an opportunity will strike. It could be, like I said, in a grocery store, a restaurant, or something. You could be having a conversation and, you know, a Panera Bread or someplace like that with somebody, and somebody could be eavesdropping on your conversation.
Don't do like I do, and I let my business cards run out before the other ones got here. So I was at like five events and didn't have cards. And, of course, those are the events that everyone asks for your card. So.
Yeah, of course. That's Murphy's Law thing.
There. Yeah, of course. So Gary, so walk me through the process of coming on and getting you as a coach. And you know, how does it work if you want to become a client?
Okay, if someone wants to be a client, and basically I work with a lot of different people, but they need to contact me. And it's pretty easy to get hold of me. My email address in my business is called successcorporationltd.com. It's my website. And Gary is my name. So you put the two together and you come up with Gary Success Insight. And Success Corporation is spelled out. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not abbreviated. Success Corporation, and then LTD.com. As my address. So if you want to talk with me, and a lot of times I'll talk with someone, you know, initially we'll get together either on the phone or in person, and we can talk for 30 minutes and I can find out if they want to, you know, do business with me or if they want, or vice versa.
You do all kinds of business coaching. So it doesn't matter if they're technology or they're maybe hospitality. I mean, you've got a pretty wide umbrella.
Right. Yeah. Pretty much a wide umbrella, because pretty much no matter what business you're in, you need a lot of the same kind of help.
Sure. Sure.
It doesn't matter. A lot of times, you know, the technology, you know, I'm not a technology guru, but I do know that if somebody wants to be an IT person and they're not having any clients, then they need to get out and do some marketing of some sort. And I'll talk to them and figure out what they've done and not done and figure out where they need to go.
Yeah. Got another rumor up here that says that you have a plan to write a book.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, actually, I have a book. It's called A Paradox in Business Paradise.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's about?
It's about successful companies. You know, successful companies, you know, despite themselves, make mistakes and make what I call blunders a lot of times. You know, a lot of the big companies have made some blunders, and you wonder, well, wow, you know, this company's so big, you know, and it made this kind of mistake, you know, it's like, surprise, it's still in business.
Yeah.
And so I kind of, you know, use some tongue-in-cheek humor to make, you know, kind of some sort, you know, fun of them, kind of, or just basically I tell what happened, and some of it's, you know, it's just funny, it's amazing what happened, and then I tell my analysis of it, here's what should have happened, or what they should have done, type thing.
Very neat. All right, so if success is in your name of Success Corporation, I have to ask you, what is your definition of success?
Okay, that's a good question, because everybody has a different definition.
Yeah, exactly.
My definition, and what, you know, I consider myself successful because I can do what I want to do when I want to do it. You know, that's my definition, because, you know, success, I know people that have, you know, $1 million and they're not happy.
Sure.
You know, so it's not about money, it's about happiness and doing being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, I can do, because I can be a coach and I can coach, you know, runners too, because I coached a lot of high school runners and had my own youth track club, because I could be a business coach from, you know, 7 a.m. to like 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then I could go to a high school and coach, you know, high school track or cross country if I want to, because that's one of my passions is running.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can do that from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and then I can go home and eat and chill out the rest of the day.
Yeah. So freedom.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, Gary, let's tell everybody one more time how they can get in touch with you and where they can get some information.
Sure. Okay. You can get in touch with me. Well, you can call me if you want to. My number is 615-599-9855. And my email address is Gary@Success Corporation, and it's Success and Corporation are spelled out. LTD, like Larry Tom Moe.com.
All right. Well, hang out with us for a little while.
Sure.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
No problem.
Okay. Keith. All right. So Terry and Caitlin, you guys get to sort of tag team here, because it really works that way. So whoever wants to go first, jump in.
Gary, first of all, I want to say we need to talk, because what you do for the community, the Young Entrepreneurs Academy is doing for 6th through 12th grade. We help them develop a business plan based on their idea. And then we take them through an investor panel where the investors actually give them seed money for their business. And the program is always looking for great speakers and sponsors and field trips. So we need to talk a little bit.
Yeah, well, definitely. I'd definitely like to hear more about it and get involved in it. Yeah, definitely.
Good to hear. Good. Yeah.
See how that works?
Yes.
You see how that works?
Yeah. Thank you.
The
so
power
easy.
Of Business Radio
so
X.
Yeah. So easy.
Oh, but you're so right as far as making sure you have contact information on you at all times. That's what we teach the kids. They're beginning to get it. We started back in October is when the program started, and it'll finish at the end of May this year. This is our third year doing this. The kids are starting to say, hey, I need more business cards. I did this at school. I did this at the
grocery
store.
So am I going to have some little, like an 11-year-old come up and try to sell me insurance?
You never know. Honestly, some of these kids have come up with some of the most innovative things. We do YEA radio, and one of the graduates from, was it the first year?
Second.
Was Thomas second. Thomas was second. Hosts the actual show. And what he does is he brings some of the kids that are going through it now, yeah, or some that have been through it, and he interviews them, a lot of in the same style that we do with Business Radio X.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting here running the board and sort of listening and helping facilitate, watching these 12, 14, 15, 16-year-olds come in, and some have had two companies. One had a film company, one had a clothing company, one had a bead company, one was repairing computers and was like expanding. I mean, and so I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, man, maybe I was lazy when I was a kid, because these guys, they're coming out of the gate like screaming, like ready to go with a fully functioning business that's actually making money.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And Desserts by
that's
Thomas
awesome.
Is paying taxes this year, right?
Like, yeah.
He's across the threshold. Yeah. He's made a business.
That's how you know you've graduated when you have to pay the IRS.
Yeah.
Welcome to adulthood, Thomas.
Yeah, right. He's working on setting up trust funds for himself.
Yeah.
And the cool thing, too, about the YAY program is it's not so much the business that they have chosen. It's their drive. It's always their drive, their presentation. Pretty easy to figure out how this person is going to succeed. Versus, I've got a great product, but I don't know how to take it from here, like you said, to the aim and fire. In the past 2 years, when we've gone to regional competition and national competition, it's always been the person. It's the person with that entrepreneurial spirit that we know they may start off putting a couple of spices together, like our first year did, the Spice Kids, and they went to nationals. Then the second year, Sierra was just simply buying jewelry from four different countries and putting them together.
Importing and exporting.
And we've got other That's businesses great. That I think the business would be more valuable in our community. However, it's the person, because we know Sierra, Thomas, the Spice Kids, they're going to take this and they're going to turn this into something better as they get. It won't be the same thing. It's not going to look anything the same. Look at Thomas already.
Yeah.
Going from cupcakes. And when he had this idea of cupcakes, I was like, okay, cupcakes, sure, it's an idea. Let's go with it.
Yeah.
I tasted his cupcakes.
They were good.
This town is nuts about mm-hmm. Thomas's cupcakes. But that's one thing awesome. Has led to another. Yeah. And here he is hosting his own radio show. He's the president of his business club.
He has more to do than I know what to do with.
Yeah,
he's a very busy young man.
Does he need an agent by chance?
He could help you. He could critique your book too.
Yeah, right. Well, that's awesome. That's okay. I mean, that's awesome. I'd like to meet him someday because that's an awesome kid.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're doing his next show is on Monday. We'll be Monday at 5:00 here. So.
As soon as he gets his license, he might be able to come to visit you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? He can't even drive yet, but he's already running a business. So.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. We need more people like that in our country.
Yeah.
A great part of the YEA program is the mentorship that they get. So Thomas has a mentor. So each business will go into it saying, well, we've got someone in the business community. I think Mort O'Sullivan is a mentor to one of the kids. And what a great opportunity to see someone who's excelled in business in Pensacola to come and talk and spend time. It's like every Tuesday night with these kids and hang out with them and really help their business.
Yeah.
We've got 11 businesses and 11 mentors from around the community. And we've got some people from the banks who can come in and really help them with their financial.
So let's talk about this year, though, because this year you guys have had some challenges with some of the students because weren't they getting – some got into like some robotics and kind of stuff? Was that – am I correct?
You know, I think that was last year.
Was
with
it?
Robotics.
So some of it they had to, they were like coming to the table with their like lawyer's release forms before they could even start kind of thing.
Yeah. Now that did happen. Last year was the robotics where they were probably 5-6 classes into it and said, this isn't going to work for us. And so they changed their idea.
Yeah.
In fact, they changed their idea to electronic flags for your mailbox and looked like it was very productive. This year we have, this is our only partnership, and they are creating business cases, business computer cases. They came already with their legal stuff laid out. But we did, Nevin Schaefer is our guest speaker, and he goes through all of the types of legal matters that small businesses have to
really need to
stare
know.
At yeah, yeah. So he was very helpful and he did such a great presentation that everybody in their financials has listed $50 a month for liability insurance.
People pay good money to get that kind of advice.
And the field trips as well, where we go, let me tell you about Chick-fil-A on 9 Mile Road. Robert Barnes is a sponsor, and he'll sit on the investor panel. And
is he bringing dinner?
He is bringing dinner.
Fantastic.
You will get dinner.
I will get dinner. Yeah, awesome.
So excited.
I'll be bouncing
that.
Around so much that day. I'm going to be ready to eat.
Hand squeeze lemonade, too.
Yeah, awesome.
But what he does for us when we go in there for a field trip, he lays out, he has the tables laid out with linens mm-hmm. at Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-course meal, and he provides everything. His whole point is customer service.
Yeah.
Right.
And he drives it home in so many ways.
Yeah. So, well, and Chick-fil-A does that as well. But then for them to take it as on a franchisee basis and really duplicate it, like I know he does, because mm-hmm. and I've spoken with some of one of the ladies that helps to do his training has been in here, and she does it corporate wide. And some of the things that she was teaching and talking were just fantastic. And her name slips my mind right now, but the way that they do that and they train it, whether it's a 16-year-old kid or a 45-year-old adult, I mean, it's to be able to duplicate that says something about who you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's one of many. I wish I could list them all.
Customer service is very important in business. That's something that's a missing piece
in a lot of places. Yeah. So, okay. So let's talk about, because I get excited about this, let's talk about the investor panel and how all this stuff's about to play out here.
Oh, great. So our investor panel will take place on March 29th at 6 p.m. And it is at Pensacola Little Theater this year. And we have 11 businesses who will pitch their idea and their business plan to the investors. They only have 5 minutes to do it. So they will talk about their company, their marketing analysis, their target customer. They'll lay out their financials, and then they will talk about what it's going to take to start their business. Each business has to put in a little of their own skin. So each business will say, I'm putting in $50, or my parents are helping with $100, or something along that line. But then they have done all of their financials and said, I need $363 to get this started, or $600. In Thomas's case, he asked for a trailer and he got it. Not only did he get that, but Sam's Club gave him $500 in gift cards to help start his business. So,
Yeah, it's a lot of flour and sugar and eggs when it comes to making that many cupcakes.
Now, somebody can ask for $200 and somebody can ask for the moon. And what we do is we only have so much to be able to divide. So, and that's simply through sponsorship. And we're always looking for sponsors. If anybody hears this and they would like to be a part of that, then all they have to do is contact YEA at PensacolaChamber.com. We will take care of the rest.
You can go down and harass Caitlin in person too. She's got nothing else to do.
Absolutely.
Sitting on my hands waiting for you.
Yep.
But so yes, these kids will pitch their idea. They'll get their money. And then during the time that the panelists are deliberating on how much to divide out, these kids will have an opportunity to sell their products or service.
Yeah.
And then right after that, we go ahead and get our licenses. So they're fully legal businesses. By the time we get the license for each business, then we will have the gallery night on April, I think that's the 15th, whatever Friday
is. I think that's the 15th.
So we will be out in front of Pinair Federal Credit Union, another major sponsor, and they're giving us space in front of their...
Is Pam going to hang out with you?
You know it. Pam and I will be all over this.
Olay, Pam.
So, yes. And so that's what we do. And then we'll head right on into graduation, and we finish up at the end of April.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to get involved next year, when can they start enrolling?
They can start enrolling at any time. They can go to, I would love to see people go first to yeausa.org. That is the organization out of Rochester, New York, where this has started.
Yeah.
That way you can see how many locations across the nation.
Yeah, because this is not just Pensacola.
No.
It's nationwide.
Huge. This is huge. And the support that we get from the University of Rochester, little did I know, but that is the number one university for entrepreneurship. I just found that out actually from one of our Leadership Pensacola people who's an attorney who went there.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. So they can start there and then click on the location for Pensacola, and that will take you to yeapensacola.org,
I think.
Chamber.
Yeah.
Yes.
/something. Yeah.
Go to the USA one first.
Yeah. That's
read
the best thing.
Yeah,
because you can see the success stories, and our kids are on there. The Spice Kids are still all over the marketing. Mm-hmm. It's the young brother-sister team. They're the ones who went to nationals and took second place.
That's awesome.
And got $40,000 in scholarship, $20 each.
Yeah.
And the other cool thing, a few years ago, it was only for the University of Rochester. And Pensacola, a kid going to University of Rochester, it's not likely, not as likely. But now what the program has done, and Mr. Saunders, who funds the scholarship, he has said that any city that holds the YEA program, then their colleges can be a recipient of the scholarship.
Oh,
so
very cool.
UWF, PSC.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very neat.
Yeah.
So what are the requirements?
Requirements.
Other than being really creative.
Be in 6th through 12th grade, and I say that lightly because we did have a 5th grader, Sierra, who won the competition last year, was a 5th grader. We had to get permission for her to be in the program, but she was mature enough to do it and did an outstanding job, obviously. Yeah. So 6th through 12th grade, any school. It's not just Escambia or Santa Rosa, but it could be private school, homeschool. We usually have a pretty good sampling of homeschool kids. Oh, I could go on and on, but I can't steal the show. But anyway.
Little does she know, we have plenty of airtime for everybody.
every year, the homeschool kids, again, I think it's the way they manage their time.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to have outstanding business plans and presentations. And I don't know, I would imagine it's the parental support and everything else that goes sure. into it, but those homeschool kids rock. So those are the requirements.
It's cool though to see the difference in the way that schooling plays as pieces of the business, because obviously no one can be determined whether it's better than the other, because obviously I think it would be on an individual basis. But, you know, if you have a homeschool, which tends to show a little bit more time management, right? And then mm-hmm. you've got maybe this school tends to show a little bit more creative, or this school tends to show a little bit more aggressiveness. And right. you start putting these things together, and next thing you know, you've got this awesome catalyst for every piece of the business team you'd ever need.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you have an idea, some of the kids have already had businesses going on, but if you have an idea, then bring it to us and we'll help you put a plan around it and go on with it. If you don't have an idea, then the first couple of classes, we just beat your brain to figure out what your interests yes. are. Because if you don't love what you do, you don't do it well. That's
right.
A fact.
Yep.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I don't want to do YEA, what else do you have for us, Caitlin?
Well, if you are a current freshman, sophomore, or junior, and in the 2016-2017 school year, you will be a sophomore, junior, or senior, then come on over to Youth Leadership Pensacola.
Yeah.
It's a mini version of Big Leap, a Big Leadership Pensacola. We run August through November. We'll have a social in December, and then January through April. So we don't want to interfere with finals. But it's through, right now it's through Escambia County, because we took a year off and really looked at the curriculum to see what's working and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of evolved that into something that we feel is beneficial to high school students. We had a great focus group with a bunch of high school students from around the county who told us, I want to learn things like time management. How do I deal with a difficult employee? What's budgeting like? How can I talk about professional communications if it's only been talking to my teachers in classes and student and my friends over text? So they had some really wonderful ideas. So we took those and we kind of ran with them with all these different days that we're going to work into it. Applications are available now.
Okay, so where can I get my application?
You can get it from your high school guidance counselor, mm-hmm. or you can get it online at leadershippensacola.com. There's a little tab for you, Leadership Pensacola.
Yeah. And so is this readily, I don't want to say marketed because it's a really bad word, but advertised in the schools, or is this really
something?
We're working
on it. So Dr. Taylor and her team are phenomenal at Escambia County School mm-hmm. District. She's working to get it through all the schools in Escambia County and kind of reach out through the guidance counselors and have them pick students and say, you'd be great for this. Mm-hmm. This would really benefit you.
She's a leaper too, isn't she?
I'm pretty sure she,
I'm pretty sure she
from
was.
Years past. Yeah. I don't want to date her. So I want to say what year she is.
she'll appreciate that.
She's been through Leadership in Scola. Her team has been through Leadership in mm-hmm. Scola. Every year we have someone from the school district. Dr. Kimberly Thomas, who is the vice principal at AK Suter, was in last year's class. So they see the benefit of doing it as an adult. And if you can get the students in Pensacola and immersed in the community and the infrastructure and all the technologies that's here in Pensacola,
yeah.
then you can get them to stay. Like, go away to college, but come on back or yeah. stay for college. UWF and PSC are great locations.
I wish that there were all of these things when I was a kid growing up. And maybe there were, and I just didn't know because we didn't have as much access to technology and speed and information that we do now. But I can tell you, and this was what, 2012. So how many, 3-4 years ago? Changed my life. Absolutely changed my outlook on Pensacola, changed my outlook on what I was capable of doing. Really helped me just know that the world was bigger than I thought it was.
Keith,
which
I
was
felt
cool.
The same way. Yeah. Exactly the
so
same.
So Terry was in my class, for yes. those that don't know. Best and class ever.
Because,
by the way.
2012.
Because of that, I'm here. I wouldn't even know Keith if it hadn't been for
yeah.
that. And my attitude toward Pensacola, you don't even want to hear about it. I hated this place,
mm-hmm.
honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought only it only had the beach. But after going through the yeah. program, whether
it's
I
so
mean,
much
I can
more,
imagine yeah. with youth leadership, they're going to do the same thing. They're
they
going to want to come back.
Yeah, and we have some really cool things planned for them, like at the Emergency Operations Center during uh-huh. the hurricane
yeah,
simulation.
That place was awesome.
Yeah, so you board
like
your house
lockdown.
Up during hurricanes, but what is everyone else doing? What
yeah.
is happening on the outside world that you may not know about? My first summer here was Ivan. I just thought it was great that we started
school. Wow, that
school
was your
later.
First year
yeah,
here?
We
well,
had
welcome.
Been here 2 months. Welcome to Florida.
Yeah.
Here's Ivan. So as a high school student then, I had no idea
yeah.
what was going on in the impact it had made on our community. So they'll experience things like that. We're going through a mock election, so they will have to run a campaign budget. They'll have to have ideas and things to stand on. Yeah. They'll have their class elect them. And they'll see everything from the poll worker's point of view to the administrative side. We'll have David Stafford come out, who always does such a great job of explaining the whole process of the election. Yeah. And they'll get to participate in every aspect of it, not just the voting, but
it's funny that the things that you polled and or the responses you got to the poll were the things that we were being taught already in the, I don't know, adult leap, I guess is that what we're going to call it?
Big leap. We'll call it big leap.
So for the kids to actually be asking for that, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, I honestly thought it would be things like, we want to go see
Disney World.
IHMC. We would love to go to a trip to Disney World. I thought it would be a lot of hands-on things, and it was. They, you know, they did want to see the technology industries.
Yeah, but time management and how to deal with employees. But
more importantly, they're like, how do I write a resume when all I have is my high school and my college?
Right.
And how do you expound on those skills? How do you deal with difficult employees? And everyone has had a group member who has not pulled their weight. How do you deal with that?
Yeah.
Like, what do you just do all the work yourself and, you know, truck through it? Or do we learn to have these difficult conversations with the high, middle, low performers that Studio Group so lovingly taught us?
I'm laughing because I have these conversations with my kids, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But it's always, how do you have the difficult conversations?
Yeah. And what impact does the military have on our community?
Yeah.
That's at my, we moved here because we were military, and I loved being here because it was a gorgeous beach, and that's all I thought there was when we first moved here. So I didn't really understand the impact of what NAS has on our community. So they learn that, and they learn all aspects of our community support structure, the strengths, the weaknesses of our community. They develop an understanding of the economic impact of the local military and all sorts of things and all fun things in between too.
Yeah. Do they do the healthcare piece?
Somewhat. Yeah. We remodeled some things. So healthcare is a huge industry. Yeah. In our area, I think a lot of things reflect more on you as an adult than as a healthy high school student.
Yeah, sure.
But they mirror Big Leap Days in that they have similar objectives and similar day names, but it's more tailored to what a high school student would want to see in their area.
Yeah. Now, do they do the project too? Do they do a class project?
We're working on it.
Yeah.
So this is our first year back from our hiatus of redoing it, and we would love to do a community service project. And it be just that, something for them to leave their impact on the community. So if you don't stay here, that's fine. At least you left a mark and you made it better than when you left.
Right.
We're going to see how it goes. You know, there's a lot of planning that takes place and a lot of things you have to kind of remodel just to make sure that every aspect is touched on. And it won't be perfect this year. It may not be perfect next year, but
that's all right.
We're working on it.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Sometimes the imperfections are the perfections.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. See? I should be writing this down.
I think so.
I think I'm next in line for the book. So. Okay, well, did we miss anything? I think we got everything. Yeah. What's the website again? Send them.
LeadershipPensacola.com.
There you go.
Investor panel is coming up. It's in 2 weeks.
I know. I'm on it.
Seem
I can't
like
wait.
2 weeks, March 29th.
I'm going to have my Chick-fil-A sandwich, and I am going to be ready to spend some money.
And we would welcome any and all investors, even if you were just a single person saying, this is interesting to me. I want to be able to donate to those kids. Let us know. We can work with you on dollar amount of the seat. We just want to have enough money that every kid can have a chance at starting their business.
Yeah. And like I said, Thomas Booker has, we raised some money on the back end through an Indiegogo campaign. So Thomas will now be hosting Young Entrepreneurs Radio. So I'm sure we will be featuring winners and contestants and business ideas and all of this other stuff along with the program here.
That's
so
exciting.
As much as we can support, we would love to. And Thomas may not always want to make cupcakes, so we're going to try to give him some broadcasting experience.
I mean,
so,
I would love to make cupcakes the rest of my life. Be great.
Maybe you got a new second job, as if you had any time. So,
yeah, I know a lady that made $33 million selling cupcakes.
Selling cupcakes?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
I might eat too much into my profit selling cupcakes.
Yeah, you can't get, can't dig into your own supply.
I can't pay my own self for
this. Not in cupcakes anyway.
No.
So, all right. Well, look, I want to thank all three of you for coming out today and sharing time with me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keith, thank you for putting us together, knowing now that Gary can possibly speak to our kids. And then we've got Leadership Pensacola Youth that our kids from YEA can go into the Leap Youth.
Yeah.
And Leap Youth can come into YEA. Thank you so much for the networking that you provide with this show.
You're welcome. Thank you. That humbles me. You, Stone will be happy too. So, okay, you guys, you can find us at P-Cola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at P-Cola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thank all of you for coming in today. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.